What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back with this segment. My name is Buddy Shula, and we are here with PB Elder Law and Linda Greer. You can find PB Elder Law, of course, on the internet. And you could also find them on Cayuga, right by the airport. That's where their main office is, Cayuga, right in Cheektowaga, pbelderlaw.com. Welcome to the segment, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's always good to have you here because we talk about very important topics for our seniors and families. And right now we are going to focus on the timeline and what to expect in the probate process. People hear probate and probate and they think it's a scary word. So I want you to tell us, first of all, what is probate and what is the process?
Certainly. So you're right about that. People hear the word probate and they sort of instantly panic and say, that's something I want to avoid. And probate is simply the legal process that you have to go through when a person passes away and that individual owned assets that happen to be in their own individual name. So we can avoid that process by having a joint owner or having a designated beneficiary, or prior to passing away, maybe transferring ownership out of our name into a trust. But what probate really is a surrogate's court proceeding where the deceased person's last will and testament is offered up to the court for validation. And if the person dies without a will, there's a process for that in New York called intestacy. And then the executor or the administrator of that estate has to be validated and approved by the court before they actually have any legal authority to do anything regarding those assets that were solely in the deceased person's name without a joint owner or beneficiary. So we submit a petition to the court, a death certificate, the will, all of these things to surrogate's court. And then the court does have to review things. And right now, unfortunately, due to significant understaffing, at surrogate's court in Erie County, things are delayed by several months. So you're filing something and you're going into the queue and the line, the waiting line, sort of next in line. And you might be behind 500 other matters and you're sort of waiting. So there are delays involved that we're trying to avoid, and educating people to know that probate does take time. Obviously, you hire an attorney generally to help you with that process. So there's attorney's fees related to that. And one of the most unsettling things about probate is it's completely open to the public. And, you know, anybody can actually sort of log in and jump on the internet and see what had happened in your estate proceeding. And people like to avoid that if possible. So there's delays, expense, and public nature of probate is what we'd like to try to avoid. That being said, we do probate every day and certainly help families through the process if necessary.
Okay, we're here with Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. And so what you're saying to me seems like probate is a complicated process, and that's probably the reason, because it's complicated, that the outcome could become better and it could become more streamlined if you have an attorney like yourself. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. So the planning ahead sort of process can help you with avoiding delays, making it more streamlined, you having more control, and keeping it private. So we definitely want to help families and get the word out. And that's what PB Elder Law does, is we're educating people all the time on the things that you can do in advance to make sure that things are going to go the way that you want them to, and that you have control and you're overseeing how things are going, as opposed to leaving it into the hands of what New York State's legislature has told us has to happen, and sort of waiting on the delays. Again, this is not the fault of the court. There's the budget was there, and unfortunately, there's been a hiring freeze coming from up above, what we're being told. So they're just very short-staffed. But, you know, we're filing stuff at this point and then maybe waiting, you know, 2-3 months to get documents processed. And that's significant when we're talking about somebody has died and now our hands are tied a little bit and we're waiting.
Okay, so how can people avoid probate?
So avoiding probate, there are a few things that we can do. We can make sure that most of our assets are structured in such a way that they either have a designated beneficiary. So for example, maybe life insurance, IRA, annuity. We could name a direct beneficiary on those assets. With bank accounts or investments accounts, you can name a, either a joint owner or a payable on death type of beneficiary. But we also really recommend the use of a trust entity where during your lifetime, you actually create an entity separate from yourself and actually move assets into that entity now. And there are a couple different types of entities that you could do by way of a trust. One is revocable and the other is irrevocable. And a revocable trust we would create solely generally for the purpose of avoiding probate. You know, we put our assets in, it avoids any of the court proceeding after we die. We designate who's going to receive things. We designate who's going to be in control as the trustee. All of that we choose. But a revocable trust does not offer any protection from a nursing home or long-term care needs. That would need to be an irrevocable type of trust. And we use them all the time. They're really nice because they can protect assets from long-term care down the road. They still avoid probate. They give us privacy. They put us in control as far as the designation of how things go at the end of our life. But in order to get that protection from the nursing home, it has to be irrevocable and we have to put the assets in and relinquish ownership over them. You also do have to clear a five-year mark or a five-year look back for those assets to be protected, totally protected from a nursing home. So we can avoid probate and we can also protect assets from a nursing home. We can sort of kill multiple birds with one stone by using an irrevocable trust entity.
But with these kind of things, you have to plan in advance. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the sooner that we do things, the better. We are always dealing with the fact that there is a five-year look back period and a look back rule. So to the extent that you do something and you clear 5 years, you've now sheltered those things. So the sooner we start, the better. You also really want to work with an attorney that does this kind of work because it is sort of unique and technical. So you don't want to go to sort of your general practitioner, jack of all trades, to be working on asset protection, Medicaid planning types of trusts because they are fairly technical. And you want to make sure that what you're doing is actually protecting the assets for your family down the road.
So we're here with Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. The direct phone number to talk to Linda is 204-1055. That's 716-204-1055. There on Cayuga in Cheektowaga, right by the Buffalo Airport. Or you can go to their website at pbelderlaw.com. You can just Google that as well. If you just Google PB Elder Law, I'm sure they'll come right up. How many lawyers are in the firm, Linda?
So there's six of us now, and we all do the same type of work. So we are all sort of concentrated in the area of elder law and estate planning.
Okay, so I forgot to ask you one thing as we go back to the probate thing. How long does it take to complete this whole process? So someone called you today after hearing the show, and they wanted to get started on the trusts and avoiding probate. How long from right now, soup to nuts, does this process take?
Sure, that's a good question. So if somebody calls our office, we're going to generally get them in within a week or two to have an appointment and sit down. We normally will spend maybe an hour to 90 minutes with the person just doing an initial consultation. And getting some information from them, answering and addressing questions, and then maybe coming up with a very general plan for them for a plan of action about what they can do. Assuming that the client does want to go in that direction, we would then have them sign a retainer agreement with us. And once that retainer agreement's signed, we get working on their documents right away. So normally within a couple weeks' time, they're going to be receiving draft documents from our office to review. They come back in, get everything signed, witnessed, and notarized, and then that trust is going to be effective essentially the date that it's signed by the creators of that trust. It would then have to be also signed by the trustees of the trust, but the starting time starts ticking as of the date that it's signed by the grantors there.
What other services does PB Elder Law provide?
Sure. So we do concentrate in the area of estates. So that's probate estates, as we've talked about, but also In addition to that, prior to somebody passing away, we deal with making sure they have a last will and testament and a durable power of attorney and a healthcare proxy and all of those planning needs that we need in advance. So we do guardianships. So that could be for a person with a special need or developmental disability. We also do guardianships for elders or seniors that maybe didn't make a plan and now they've had a catastrophic event, and we do all of that as well. So we sort of do the gamut of estate planning, trusts, elder law, asset protection. We also can do a little bit of protection from the perspective of we have a larger estate and we're wanting to plan ahead to avoid estate taxes after we die. That's less common because the estate tax thresholds are pretty high right now. The New York State estate tax threshold is $6,110,000. And most people that I meet with don't meet that threshold. But when that happens, we can come up with ideas for people to help minimize or avoid estate taxes after they pass away as well. So we kind of do the whole gamut of all of those things that people need for life's transitions.
You know, I see some attorney firms and attorney advertising that, concentrates on wills and things that you mentioned before. There's a lot of misconceptions with wills. I know that, and we could use that for a whole other show. But why should you offer these basic three things like a will, healthcare proxy, things like that? Why is PB Elder Law a very good place to go with even the simplest of items here?
Sure. I think the thing that sets us apart is because we do what we do, we are able to anticipate contingencies or conditions that might happen that you're not thinking about right now. So as an example, when you have a married couple, most people will simply say, I leave everything to my spouse and then to my children. And that might make sense in many situations. But now as we're getting older and maybe one of the spouses is experiencing some health issues, it doesn't make sense that I leave everything to my husband if my husband is looking like he's going to be going to a nursing home. And why would I leave everything from my estate to him? I could maybe bypass him or leave a chunk to my children. So there are things you do have to make some provisions for your spouse. New York state law requires that, but you can minimize what that is. So as an example, if I am required to leave a third to my spouse because the state law requires me to do that, I could still leave the other two thirds to my kids and save some of that. So, general practitioners that you hear people say, oh, we do a will, they might not think about those types of contingencies and think about, well, let's revisit these documents because they change. The other really important thing is the power of attorney is a really important document. And many general practitioners will not bother to allow your agent to have the ability to do gifting or moving of assets around, or they think you shouldn't allow your agent to do that. And it's actually really important power to have, because if you become incapacitated, let's say you have a heart attack or a stroke, you're going to want your agent to take steps to try to protect and preserve assets. And if they don't have the authority to move assets around because they don't have that quote unquote gifting authority and the power of attorney, they're not going to be able to do what you want them to. So if people are general practitioners and they don't really understand the ins and outs of these things, they don't understand the importance of some of these conditions. And I think it's really important at PB Elder Law, this is what we do. So we do try to anticipate as many things as possible. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball and we can't guarantee things, but we certainly try our best with our knowledge base and experience to direct people beyond just the simple documents and anticipate things that they might need down the road.
Great conversation, as always, with Linda Greer and PB Elder Law. 204-1055 is the phone number if you would like a consultation with them. That's 716-204-1055. On the website, of course, at pbelderlaw.com, where you can Google them as well. PB Elder Law. These are good folks. It's a great firm. And I would suggest you give them a call. Linda, thank you very much for your time, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.